Yes. Don't know how squinched in two extra songs than I usually am able to play this evening. The hour has gotten larger. Brother Johnson and the Anointed Children right there. Don't let it be too late. Yes, that's a good one. Here on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU, we are winding it down here. Let you know real quick who you heard. We started that set a little while ago with the Miracle Temple Deliverance Ensemble. Move up a little higher. Stars of Wonder, Going On with Jesus Just the Same. Done made their mind up. We heard the Dixie Era Gospel Singers, God is Going to Straighten Them. Oh yes, Southern Four Singers, Reunion. We heard the Florida Spiritual Heirs and Good News. Ernest Jones and the Gospel Stars, Sit Down Devil, Sit Down. You are powerless. Here on Sinner's Crossroads. And Brother Johnson and the Anointed Children, Don't Let It Be Too Late. And we don't need to let it be too late this evening, go over our allotted time. So we will say thank you for tuning in to Sinner's Crossroads this evening. My name is Kevin Nutt. Thanks to the Mighty Gospel Friends. Thanks to you, the listeners, the Gospel Knuckleheads, everyone out there in Gospel Radio Land. We are here every Thursday at this time. Please join us next week. And you can be sure that that is a successful endeavor by keeping it tuned to WFMU. Stay tuned to WFMU. Wondrous Radio, 24/7. Stay tuned to WFMU. And we will see you next week.
Revive! Of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A. Thank you.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain. Thank you.
my money, and you treat me like a child.
You know, what I'm telling you really happened. See, I'm not lying to you, because say that didn't do me right. Yeah. told me I can't use you anymore. Thank you.
There you go, Matthew. Good job. Hey, Weekly World Blues, WFMU. How about that band, Hound Dog Taylor and the House Rockers? Hound Dog Taylor would have been 108 or 106, depending who you believe, on this date, April 12th. And finished up with that live, slow, grinding version of Sadie from the posthumous live album Release the Hound, came out in 2004. Hound Dog Taylor and the House Rockers from their eponymous debut on Alligator Records. Before that, the first song on the record, She's Gone. Hound Dog Taylor was 56 when that first Alligator LP came out. He had been on the scene a long time, but not really known outside of Chicago until the early 70s. Hound Dog Taylor and the House Rockers with Take Five, very much in 4/4 time. And at the top of the set, hard to pick just one up-tempo instrumental to kick it off with, but we went with an early side on the CJ label called Alley Music. Hound Dog Taylor, if you don't like Hound Dog Taylor, I'm not sure what it is you're doing here. The very first episode of this show, the very first song that I played was Let's Get Funky by Hound Dog Taylor. I guess I was trying to telegraph that we were going to get funky, and haven't we? And speaking of getting funky, formidable set of birthday twins today, not just Hound Dog Taylor, but Herbie Hancock, very much still with us, 83 years old today. And so let's set out now on the fool's errand of trying to pay tribute to Herbie Hancock in less than 40 minutes. It's impossible, but we're going to try it anyway. Here's something from the soundtrack to the film Blow Up. Happy birthday. Let's give Herbie Hancock his flowers here on WFMU Weekly World Blues.
Thank you. start thinking about what can I write honestly about the black experience, my own personal black experience, you know, so the funky sound really comes from the black experience, you know. What can I write about? I couldn't write about chain gangs because I'd never been in jail, you know. I couldn't write about work songs because I hadn't worked in the cotton fields. I was born in Chicago, right? The Watermelon Man. What could be more ethnic than that? The Watermelon Man going through the alleys of Chicago. You know? So I said, well, how can I capture that feeling of the Watermelon Man? And I started thinking about the cobblestone alleys of Chicago. That it was a horse-drawn wagon and the cart going over the cobblestones. You know, maybe I can capture something that has a rhythm that's inspired by that. That's how I came up with it. That was a rhythmic thing. And then I started thinking about what did the Watermelon Man say? You know, what kind of melody did he, because he would sing something.
Yeah.
But it was Waddy Mellow, Red Ripe Watermelons, and some little song. And I said, but that's not really that melodic in a song sense. And I started thinking, what about the ladies leaning over their back porch saying, hey, Watermelon Man. And I started thinking, hey, Watermelon Man. That's how I came up with it. Watermelon Man. That's how I came up with that. But what I didn't know was something that I found out, again, thanks to Donald Byrd, when he had a conversation with Mungo Santa Maria, when I played for my first time with a Latin group, and Mungo Santa Maria, a great Cuban conguero that passed away quite a few years ago, they were having a conversation about relationship between Afro-Cuban and Afro-American music. And Mungo had said that he never found a thing that was really the link between the two. So I'm half hearing the conversation, and finally Donald says, hey, Herbie, why don't you play Watermelon Man for Mungo? You know, so I went up on the piano and I started playing. And I started playing this, and little by little, the musicians started picking it up. Pretty soon, everybody was dancing. Mungo got on his congas. When he got on his congas, all of a sudden, something clicked. And he said, it's a Wahira beat, you know, and it worked with Watermelon Man perfectly.
And so, you know, now we'd call it world music, but I mean, it was just a spontaneous beat.
It became a huge hit, you know, not only here in the States, but all over Latin America, too.
Well, could we try?
Okay, here we go with Watermelon Man. First, we're going to do it a little bit the kind of original way that I wrote it back in 1962. And then we're going to switch to a version that's more like what the Headhunters did in 1973.
Thank you.
Did anybody ever sort of say, well, okay, there's Watermelon Man, we better have Return of the Watermelon Man, or, you know, there wasn't, you just moved straight on and did other songs and other records with quite different concepts, you know?
Well, actually, what I tried to do, well, first of all, I didn't say that Mongo Santa Maria recorded Watermelon Man, and his record became a top 10 hit, you know, and so when that was a huge hit, that was at the same time that I had John Miles Davis's band.
So you didn't need to think about that right now at that moment, I guess.
I was thinking, it doesn't get better than this. Here I am playing with the top band in jazz, and I walk down the streets of New York, and all I'm hearing is my song, Watermelon Man, playing in everybody's window. And I was 23 years old when I joined Miles' band, so I felt pretty good.
Thank you.
downtown Soulville. Take off your big stones, put on your soul. Got that soul sound around. Doing that boogaloo way downtown.